This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. forces have conducted a fifth strike against Iranian-backed Houthi rebel military sites in Yemen. U.S. Central Command said the latest strikes Thursday destroyed two Houthi anti-ship missiles that were aimed into the southern Red Sea and prepared to launch. President Joe Biden said the U.S. would continue the strikes, even though, so far, they have not stopped the Houthis from continuing to harass commercial and military vessels traveling through the Red Sea. The U.S. has identified the Houthi rebels as a specially designated global terrorist group. Reuters news agency says Pakistan's top civilian and military leaders will carry out a security review on Friday regarding the standoff with neighboring Iran following their strikes on each other with drones and missiles. Pakistan's strikes on separatist militants inside Iran Thursday came 2 days after an attack that Tehran said struck the bases of another group within Pakistani territory. The tit-for-tat strikes are the highest-profile cross-border intrusions in recent years and have raised alarm about wider instability in the Middle East since the war between Israel and Hamas erupted on October 7th. Thousands gathered at a rally in Bratislava, Slovakia Thursday that was organized by the opposition to protest the government's plans to scrap a special prosecution office for high crimes and lower sentences for financial crimes. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
During the protest, opposition leader Mihal Shemetska urged the current prime minister, Robert Fico, to abandon his plans to reform criminal law with an accelerated procedure. We challenge you, Mr. Fico, to withdraw those outrageous laws. Otherwise, you will be personally responsible for the lost Eurofunds, for those billions. Four-time prime minister Fico is trying...